Green Oasis with Abdul Karim.
Green Oasis,
where every leaf tells us a story.
Today's episode is going to be a very different adventure because today we're exploring the Kalba Bird of Prey Centre and we'll also be catching a live show. The Kalba Bird of Prey Centre opened in 2014 by His Highness Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Mohammed Al Qasimi, member of the Supreme Council and ruler of Sharjah, and it was a dynamic and an engaging facility which the visitors, and where the visitors in fact, can learn about the power of the birds of prey. And as they mentioned at the entrance, they're going to be using live demonstrations and display and introduce the visitors to a host of native raptor species. And they'll also be highlighting the historical landscape to show the importance of the populations for both the residents as well as the migrating birds. The centre's goal is to preserve the region's cultural identity with its strong links to a rich falconry heritage. Through ongoing research and community-wide education, it aims to conserve, protect, and maintain suitable natural habitats for all birds of prey across the region. It is an open-air centre, truly one of a kind in the Middle Eastern region, and as it is outdoors, plan your trip accordingly. Now, the main idea here is that they've got green spaces, vast open areas, and different habitats to suit the species of the birds that are present here at the centre. Now, before we learn a little bit more about the birds that are on offer over here at the centre and learn about the habitats and their characteristics, it's important to learn a little bit more about Kalba and its local environment. Kalba is a fishing community on the border of the UAE and Oman. Archaeological evidence points to a long history of human habitation here, a permanent supply of fresh water, and the abundance of food from the sea encouraged permanent settlements around a large tidal lagoon. From beaches, marshes, mangroves, and even date palm groves, the tiny coast or the narrow coast of Kalba along the Indian Ocean has many different habitats. It is also one of the regions in the UAE which has the most rainfall. So that means they also have little streams carving out the wadis through the ancient mountains. It is also one of the few places that has fresh water and pools. Now this makes it's a very, very popular place for migrating birds as well as small mammals and other birds to call it home. The steep mountains and the strong sea breeze create thermals, while the rocks are good for nesting and hunting. As a result, this region is the best place in the UAE to see wild birds of prey. You must be wondering, like myself, where do all these visiting or migrating birds come from? Today we're joined by Maha Al-Gaidi, who is our senior guide at the Kalba Bird of Prey Centre. Thank you for joining us. Where do these birds migrate from?
Flyways. Birds from Eastern Europe and Western Asia have two flyways. First goes from Turkey over Palestine into Africa. To other route, bring birds together. The bird fly along the Yemen until they reach in Yemen. Kalba is the middle of this flyway.
The people of the Arabian Peninsula have a long tradition of working with birds of prey. Every year, they would trap falcons on their southerly migration. Men would train the birds and use them to catch all kinds of migrating wildfowl. For families living in an inhospitable place, the falcon's hunting skills brought necessary food. But in the springtime, the falcons were released back into the wild. So let's move on and learn a little bit more about the birds of prey or the raptors. The raptors are adapted predators that hunt for food. They all have hooked beak, excellent eyesight, sharp claws, and strong legs and feed. You must be wondering how the raptors catch their prey. Well, what makes them different from other birds is that the raptors catch their prey using their feet or their claws. And the other birds, in fact, catch their food or prey using their beaks. Now, most raptors tend to be diurnal, which means they catch their prey during the day, whereas the other raptors are owls and they're nocturnal, so they catch their prey during night. To be able to identify the raptor, it is important to know the family it belongs to. Now, as we've mentioned, that at this center they've got five resident raptors, and it's very important to know a little bit more about their characteristics. So, for example, eagles, they're large birds with long, broad wings and huge feet. Then you have the buzzard. They have robust bodies and broad wings and are good for hunting in open country. Then you also have the vultures. They have few or no feathers on their heads to help keep themselves clean. And then, as it's mentioned over here, the falcon, they've got long pointed wings and are incredibly swift in flight. Then you have the owls, who have usually bright eyes and fly almost silently due to the special structure of their feathers. Now let's move on to the fun part of the center. It is the displays and the show. Well, you must be wondering what makes the birds behave the way they do. Well, our trainer today, Jordan, is going to talk to us in greater detail about these birds, their behavior and how they're chosen. Thank you for joining us, Jordan.
Hi, good morning.
Well, thank you for having us today. Can you talk to us a little bit about them keeping the audience safe, because they are raptors after all?
Yes, the audience are safe because the animals or the birds are focused on their behavior, going to their trainers.
And we've seen a number of birds over here, so how do you decide that these are the birds that can be on the show, and what makes them a good candidate?
We're going to look for their potential. So some birds are easily be trained because of their potential. Some birds are very hard to train because of they have potential, but they don't have really that much.
Okay. And how long does it take to train them? Because it is amazing in terms of the display.
It depends on the bird. If they're the interest of the bird, if they're they like some birds, they are easily be trained, and some birds are very hard and took time to train them.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Let's get to know more about the birds that are available at the center. Let's start off with the eagles. Now, here right behind me is the greater spotted eagle. You'll notice some white spots on their wings. Now, they disappear as they age, and what they like to do is they love traveling long distances to catch their prey. Then, the golden eagle, one of the strongest eagles in the world. It has golden feathers on his head that get darker with age. It is used as a figure for many countries due to its undeniable strength, such as being found on the flag of Egypt or even Mexico. Then we have the Bonelli eagle. Now, this is both a resident and migrant within the UAE, and this is why we can spot them all year long. And then you also have the booted eagle. And as we move along, we'll come across the species of birds that belong to the falcons. Now, here you'll find the common kestrel as well as the lesser kestrel. And then you've also got the Sugar Falcon hybrid. Moving on to the vultures. A very important fact about the vultures is that they are the least capable of hunting among the other raptors. They mostly feed on carrion. That is why they are so-called scavengers. Did you know that vultures have a special kind of acid in their stomachs that can kill the bacteria from the carrion that they're feeding on? Fascinating fact. Now, another thing about the vultures is that you've got about four vultures here at the center. There are different types. So you've got the Egyptian vulture, you've got the griffon vulture, lapped-faced vulture, as well as the cinereus vulture. Now, there are differences in terms of the beak size, shapes, as well as hunting tactics. But a very important one is the size. Smaller vultures are called New World vultures, such as the Egyptian vulture, while large ones are Old World vultures, such as the Griffon vulture. After seeing the vultures, we move on to the buzzards. So here you have the long-legged buzzard, and then you've also got, right behind me, the Harris's hawk. And then we come to the last section where you find the owls. So here, firstly, you've got the Arabian spotted eagle owl. Now, they have a wingspan of up to 100 to 140 centimeters, and they are very common, a very fairly common sight around the country. They're often referred to as the farmer's friend because they do feed on mice. And then you've got the desert eagle owl. Now, they live in sandy areas. And then the next section is where you'll learn a little bit more about how they are fed. And in the final part, we come over to the kitchen. Now, this is where the food is prepared for all of the birds that you can find here at the center. And as they're right at the really beginning of the kitchen, is all the raptors' diet consists purely of meat. Birds face many threats throughout their lifetime, mainly hunting, changes in the natural environment, and electric poles and power lines, so centers like this one are very important to conserve those birds and help them breed to avoid extinction. Here at the Culber Bird of Prey Center, they're focused on multiple aspects in terms of preserving the lives of these predators. Now here, towards the end of the sections, you'll find that the Culber Bird of Prey Center, they're also collaborating as part of the Environment and Protected Areas Authority, working closely with other global organizations dedicating to protecting the wildlife, such as the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the IUCN. And these are the ones they set out the red list as well to highlight the critically endangered species. Now, when it comes to the activities, some activities can be seen such as nest site inspections, as also as migration monitoring. Nest site protection. Many raptors nest in the same site year after year, and generations of birds will return to the same place migration monitoring. By monitoring raptors as they migrate, we find out crucial information about their numbers in the wild. Reintroduction programs. Chicks are raised in a safe environment until they are ready to survive in the wild. Rescue and rehabilitation. Every year, many raptors are trapped and taken from the wild to be sold for profit. We rescue and return as many as possible to the wild. In addition to all the birds we found today, as well as catching that spectacular show, we are also having a dedicated section for local farm animals. Now, this is where you can find more information about goats, camels, ox, and they also have some interactive information to keep the young ones occupied. So overall, a great destination for the entire family to enjoy. Well, in addition to a natural habitat for all of the birds, we have a natural environment for those who are visiting this center, because here you've got a dedicated section, open air section, for activities, workshops, and various exhibitions. Beautiful, tranquil settings for a lot of us to learn a little bit more about the environment. And that brings us to the end of our visit. It truly has been an incredible learning experience to know more about the Culber Bird of Prey Center. It's a great place to bring your family over, but don't miss out on the show. And there are a set number of timings that the show takes place on, so make sure that you are aware of when you plan your trip over here. Well, stay tuned for our next adventure.
Green Oasis with Abdul Karim.
Green Oasis.
Where every leaf tells us a story.
Green Oasis.
Want to see Green Oasis filmed on location? Head over to the Mariah app for the full experience.